And starting Be'ezus Hashem, Hilchos Melicha, Shir 20. In this shir, we'll discuss how one should salt the heart. So now the makor for salting heart is the Mishnah in Chulin Kuf Tes Amar Aleph on the bottom of the page. The Mishnah says, Halev koiwai umaitzi es domai. The lave must be cut to remove its blood, meaning in addition to the regular salting, it has to be cut to remove its blood. So the first thing we have to discuss is why it has to be cut. And then the Mishnah says, Lekarai eno evalav. If you do not cut it, one does not receive karas for eating the blood. So we'll have to explain why one does not receive karas. And we'll see later there's another price about cooking the heart without cutting it, and we'll see what the din is. So let's see first why one should cut the heart. So the source for this is the Gemara in Krisus Daf Chof Beis Amud Aleph, the last narrow line. The Gemara brings the Mishnah Tanan Hasam Halev Koyvay Umaytzi Es Domay LeKoyvay Ena Arut Alav. So in this Mishnah Amar Rab Zeru Amar Rav LeShano Ela Belev Oif Hoyel VeEin Boy Kezayis. When we say that you do not get chorus for eating the blood of a heart if it wasn't caught, it's only by the heart of a fowl. But for eating the heart of a animal without cutting it, the yesh by kezayis, which has in it a kezayis of blood, asur bechayevin ala of koris. It's asur to eat without cutting, and one who eats the heart without cutting it open will receive koris. So the Gemara asks, Meisvei, dam hatchoil, dam halev, dam hakloyes, dam evorim harehen b'lisasei. Dam HaTchol is the blood of the spleen. Dam HaLev, the blood of the heart. Dam HaKloye is the blood of the kidneys. Dam HaVorim, the blood in the limbs of the animal. Havei Elu B'Leisasei. One receives Eloisasei, but not Koris. Dam HaHalcheshtayim, the blood of those that go on 2 feet, meaning human blood. Dam Shkotzim V'Amasim, the blood of bugs. Aser is Aser to eat. V'Ein Chayev V'Nalav, and one does not receive Eloisasei, because this blood is only Midurabonim. So we have the question, over here we see that the blood of a heart, one only gets Eloisasei, and not Koris. And before we see that the blood of a heart, one gets Koris. So the Gemara answers, we're going to follow the Gersa of Tosfos on the bottom of Chof Aleph Amud Beis. Ki katani bedam dilei. When do we say that it's Eloisasei, for eating blood, is only by its own blood, meaning the blood absorbed in the meat. Regular blood that has to be removed through salting. Ki kama rav, when does Rav say that you get chorus? The asilema alma, that it comes from somewhere else. So the Gemara asks, dam dilei henu dam evorim. According to this, it was saying dam dilei is the regular blood that's in the heart. That's the same as dam evorim. So why does the Brice have to say both? So the Gemara says, ul tameich miloi katani dam kloyes, v'katani dam evorim. Everyone agrees that the blood of the kidneys is the blood absorbed in the kidneys, and it's, so why does it say both? Vikatani dam evorim. Why does it also have to say dam evorim? In other words, even if you don't say that the blood of the heart means the blood absorbed in the meat, you still have this question. Ela tani v'hadatani. So you'll have to say that the Braisa says the same thing in two different forms. Hachanami tani v'hadatani. So over here too, one will say that the blood of the heart means the blood absorbed in the meat. It's also just saying two different forms, but it means the blood absorbed in the meat. So the Gemara asks, Me'alma mehecha asi. When we say that the blood comes from somewhere else, where does it come from? Amar Rav Zeira, Amar Rav, according to the Bach, V'shosha neshama yoitza mishraf shorif. When the neshama of the animal goes out, meaning when it's dying, it will suck in blood into the heart. And this blood, you get koris. So it comes out, according to what we explained, that there are two types of blood in the heart. There's the blood absorbed in the meat of the heart, and on this blood you'll have to do regular salting, and then there's the blood that gets drawn into the heart while the animal is dying, and on this blood you get koris, and it's because of this blood that one has to cut open the heart. And if one did not cut open the heart and eats the heart, if it's a heart of a chicken that has no kezayis, you won't get koris, but if it's a heart of an animal that has a kezayis of blood drawn into the heart, one will receive koris. This is how Rashi learns the sugya, and also the Rashba. However, the Mishmas Tezov in Sifkon Aleph brings the Rif and the Rosh that learn differently. The Rif is in Chulin, the Flamet Tes and the Dafa of the Rif, and the Rosh is also in Chulin in Perches, Simon Chopei. The Rif and the Rosh have a different girsa in the Teretz of the Gemara. When the Gemara answers the stira between the Braisa and Rav Zera Omer Rav, and according to Rav Zera Omer Rav, this chorus, and according to the Brisa, there's only a loisa say, the Gemara answers, Ahu the Asalema Alma. The Brisa is talking about where it comes from somewhere else. According to our Gersa, we learned Rav with this chorus, that it comes from somewhere else. According to the Rif, where we say that there's a loisa say, it's talking about the blood that comes from somewhere else. Tika Omer Rav, Dam Dugufei. What does Rav say? Get chorus is by the blood of its own. So what does it mean, blood of its own? Obviously not the blood absorbed in the meat, because that blood, we know there's only a loisa say. So we have to say that Dam Dugufei means the blood that's in the arteries of the heart. There's always blood in the arteries of the heart. This is Dam Be'in. And this blood, there will be chorus. So according to this, it will come out that there's three types of blood in the heart. There's a blood in the meat of the heart, which the Gemara doesn't even speak about. Then there's the blood that's found in the arteries of the heart, the Dam Be'in, and this blood, according to the Rif and the Rosh, will get chorus. And then there's the blood that's drawn into the heart during Shechita. So it would come out that the heart needs to be cut because of both of these bloods, both because of the blood found in the arteries and because of the blood drawn in during Shechita. In any case, we now know why we have to cut the heart. In order to get out this extra blood, the blood found in the arteries, either because it was drawn in during Shechita or because that's the blood that's normally found there. So let's see the Mechaber. The Mechaber says in Sif Aleph, Halev miskabit hadam besoichoi bishat Shechita. The heart gathers blood inside it during Shechita. Lefichach tzorach l'koyvoi. Therefore it has to be cut koydam licha, before it's salted. Ulahoitzi damai ulamalcha achokach. And the blood must be removed, and then it can be salted afterwards. So the Rama says, V'az mutter afil levashlay, and then it's mutter even to cook. So the Shachan Sivkan Aleph says that the Chiddush of the Rama is that it's mutter to cook even with other pieces of meat. So the Rama then says, V'yesh machmirim levashlay rak tzeilonesley. There are those that are machmir not to cook the heart, and only to roast it. So both the Taz and Shach explain that the reason not to cook it is, so one should not come to cook it without cutting it open. So the Taz brings that there are many that are makel and do cook the heart after it's cut, and this is also the opinion of the Marshal, because this Xer is not found, not in the Gemara, not by the Goinim. And that's also how the Primogodim and the Chavisah say that the minig is to cook the heart after salting it. And we're not afraid that one will not cut it before it's cooked. So the Shach and Sifkot and Beis brings from the Taz Beis that he would not eat the heart of a chicken, because it's kashul shikha. It brings one to forgetfulness. The Gemara and Horius and Gimelim and Beis brings a few things that are kashul shikha. One of them is leiv behema, the heart of an animal. So the Tashbits refrained also from eating the heart of fowl. And that's a widespread minig. What's interesting is that the Kaf HaChaim says that the reason it brings forgetfulness is because the heart is the main life source of the animal, and therefore eating the heart connects one to an animal and brings forgetfulness. And therefore the Kaf HaChaim says that one should also refrain from eating brains and liver. This is a minhag I've heard amongst Taimonim and perhaps other Sfaradim. By Ashkenazim, I've never heard of such a minhag. As a matter of fact, I've asked a mechudin of the Karlin Rebbe, and he says in Karlin, the minhag is to eat liver on Shabbos, and it's an accepted minhag by Ashkenazim to eat liver and not to follow the Kaf HaChaim. So now that we've learned why you have to cut open the heart, the question is, what happens if the heart was not cut open before it was salted or roasted? So this is a Braisa in Chulin Kuf Tes Amud Beis, 9 lines from the top. The Gemara quotes a Braisa, Halev Koiroi Umoitzi Es Domoi. The heart, you have to cut it open and take out the blood. Loi koroi, if you did not cut it open. Koiroi la'achar bishuloi umutur. You can cut it open after it's cooked, and it's mutter. So now the question is, why is it mutter after it's cooked? Why don't we say that during the cooking, the blood that's in the arteries will go into the heart and aser it. So on this, Rashi on Kuf Tes Amud Aleph on the Mishnah brings the Gemara and Psochem. Let's see the last Rashi on the page. Halev koiroi umoitzi es domoi, loi koiroi eina oivolov. Liois bekoris. Rashi explains the Mishnah that if you do not cut it and you ate the heart, you do not get koris. Umsachas krisos mukim lo belev oif. And krisos, like we've seen, the Gemara explains the Mishnah that's talking about the chicken heart. She'ein bedame kazayis, which does not have a kazayis. Avu b'behema chayiv koros. But a b'behema, if you ate the heart without cutting it open, you get koros. Rashi says, im lekorei l'achar bishulay. If you did not cut it after it was cooked. In other words, you ate it without cutting it. Even if you ate it after it was cooked, without cutting it, you get koros. This is the shita of Rashi that we've spoken before, that holds that cooked blood is still chayiv midai raisa. We've said this is also the opinion of the Rambam. But the other Rishonim that hold that cooked blood, when it's only chayiv midrabanan, will say here that when it's cut, you don't get koros, it's only when you ate it raw. But if you ate it cooked, one would not get koros, it would only be asur midrabanan. Then Rashi continues, Avo besori eina nesar, the meat of the heart does not become asur through cooking, shehalev choluk hu, the lev is smooth, the eina belein doesn't absorb. V'achenami amrina b'psochim shani lev d'shia. This is a Gemara b'psochim that the lev is smooth. The Gemara b'psochim wants to prove that we say k'bor l'kach poltoi b'tzli. So the Gemara wants to prove from a heart that when it says la'acha bishulei, bishulei includes roasting. And we see that even after it's roasted, you can eat the heart. You don't have to be afraid that the meat of the heart absorbs the blood. So why is it mutter? So Gemara wants to prove that you say k'bor l'kach poltoi. So Gemara answers, no, it's no proof. You can't prove from heart because shani lev d'shia. This heart is smooth and therefore does not absorb. So Rashi learns that when we say it does not absorb, we mean not only does it not absorb by roasting, it also does not absorb by cooking. And therefore, even after it's cooked, you can cut it to remove the blood in the arteries, and the rest of the heart is mortar because it does not absorb blood. That's Rashi's opinion. Tosfos, though, argues. First, Tosfos says, like we said before, that it's talking about eating it raw and not cooked, because Tosfos holds that cooked blood, one is not chayiv, midar raisa. Then he brings Rashi, in the middle of the Tosfos, umashapirish bekuntris, let's see inside. Umashapirish bekuntris, the basa halev, ina neser, shalev cholaku, ve'inu beleya, and what Rashi writes, that the heart does not become asur because it's smooth and doesn't absorb, the hachi amunah b'psachim shani lev d'shia, because this is what we say in Gemara b'psachim, that the heart is smooth, amir rabbeinu tam, ve'in lismach al zeh lasis maisa. One should not rely on this to do an action. In other words, to permit the heart after it's cut. The d'chia ba'amahu b'perk ketzetaylim. Because it's only a way to push off the proof that we don't say k'bor l'kach poltoi. Davi boi l'mifshot minei d'aminu k'bor l'kach poltoi. Because the Gemara wants to prove from a heart that we say k'bor l'kach poltoi. Midiktani k'oyre l'acha b'shulei. From the fact that it says that you can cut it after it's cooked. The d'chi, the Gemara pushes off the proof. He says there's no proof. Shani lev is shia, because lev is different because it's smooth and therefore doesn't absorb. And therefore we do not have a proof that we say k'bor l'kach poltoi. Aval amay demasik the k'bor l'kach poltoi, but since the conclusion of the Gemara is that we do say k'bor l'kach poltoi, su lo yamrinan d'shia v'lebola. So therefore we no longer have to push off the proof that the lev is smooth. Because we can say that the reason that the lev doesn't absorb is because of k'bor l'kach poltoi. So when the Gemara says v'koyri l'acha b'shulei, that you can cut it after it's cooked, and by cooking we don't say k'bor l'kach poltoi, so the meaning is heinu la'acha tzliyosoi, t'shayach bei k'bor l'kach poltoi. When it says bishul, it doesn't mean cooking, it means roasting. And by roasting we say k'bor l'kach poltoi, sh'adam noifel l'chutz, because the blood falls down into the fire. Aval v'kadeira aser, if it's cooked in a pot, without cutting, the heart will be aser, because the blood will go out of the heart and go back in. V'layamrina d'shia v'laybola, and we do not say it's smooth and does not absorb, because it's only a d'chia of the Gemara, and therefore, by cooking, it will be aser. That's the opinion of Rabbeinu Tam. So now let's see the Mechaber, in Sif Beis. Molchoi v'laykoroi koiroi achar m'lichosei umutur. If you salted the heart without cutting it, you can cut it after it's salted and it's mutter. Af al pi shenimlach im hadam shebesoichoi, even though it's salted with the blood inside the arteries, it's still mutter, the k'boi l'kach poltoi. That will say k'boi l'kach poltoi, that even though the salting will absorb the blood, it will also remove the blood. V'hu ha-din im tzaloi v'loi koroi. The same din is if you roast it without cutting it first. Shekoroi l'achot tzliyosei im mutter. It could be cut after it's roasted and then it's mutter. So now, let's see first the shach in Sif Katan Gimel. The Shach asks the obvious question that by now we should all have thought of on our own. The Kabbalah Poltoi, V'afel Gav Dilagabi Dam Be'ein Loyamin in Kabbalah Poltoi. The question is that we've already learned that by Dam Be'ein we don't say Kabbalah Poltoi. Ukadil El Reish Simen Samach Tes. We had this in the beginning of Simen Samach Tes V'Sev Simen Ayin, and in the Ramah in Simen Ayin. So if we don't say Kabbalah Poltoi by Dam Be'ein, and the blood in the arteries is Dam Be'ein over here, why is it Mutter? Machabe seems to be following Rabbeinu Tam, and Rabbeinu Tam doesn't hold of Shani Lev Deshia, he holds that it gets absorbed. So it gets absorbed, why does it come out? We don't hold of Kabbalah Kach Poltoi, Badam Be'ein. So the Shach answers, Shani Gabi Lev Deshia. The Lev is smooth, Uli Inyin Zem Hani Al Kolponim Shi Asoi. That even though it's true that we don't hold of the Teres of Gemara, that the reason it's Mutter is because the Lev doesn't absorb at all, but we do say that the smoothness of the heart does help us somewhat, that it doesn't absorb so much. It doesn't absorb a lot, rak ma'at, only a little bit, and since it's only a little bit that gets absorbed into the heart, we can consider it dam pleita. And therefore, by dam pleita, we can say kapela kach poltoi. Ken kasev b'teres chatas sham din beis. This is what the Teres Chatas writes. Ken kasev b'nasan shapira b'mavoy sha'orim tamzeh. B'nasan shapira writes in mavoy sha'orim, which is on the Shari Dora, this same reason that we do say that the smoothness of the heart helps us to make the dam be'ein into dam pleita. We need this according to the reason of the Yesh Machrim that we'll see later in the Ramah. In the Machon there's a Sham Sifkot and Beis. I think this is a mistake. Bahagor means in the Ramah by us, further on in the Sif. The Ramah says, those that are machmir, le'esar basar shenim lach imay, to ask for the meat that was salted together with the heart. So why is the other meat aser according to the Yesh Machmirim? If the dam in the heart is dam be'ein, even the heart itself should be mutter. And if it's dam pleita, why is the other pieces of meat that's salted together with the heart aser? So according to this, we have a teretz. So according to this, the heart itself is smooth and causes the blood that is absorbed into the heart to have a din of dam pleita. But the blood that gets absorbed into the other pieces of meat has a din of dam be'ein, and therefore the Yesh Machmirim hold that other pieces of meat salted along with the heart is aser. Then the Shach brings a second teretz. Umaharai kosev bagoyes shari doira. Maharai writes, Hatam, the kivan shu konis toichaloli, since the blood is gathered in the arteries, imkain al yidei malicha v'tzliya misyavish hadam toichaloli. Therefore, through salting and roasting, the blood dries up, v'choshev su dam pleita, and therefore now has a din of dam pleita. Well, if he's a pshita, the shabbos, the shenim lach imay shari, Zion. So according to this, the other pieces of meat that are salted together with the heart would be mutter, because the blood of the arteries dries up inside and now has a din of dam pleita, and therefore even if it gets absorbed into other pieces of meat that are being salted, we'll say kaboy lekach poltoi. So then the Shach brings a third teretz, amir ha-rajbo b'toris ha-bayis u'bichidushov v'haran perikol ha-basar kosver b'shem ha-ramban. The Rashba and the Ran bring the Ramban, the letzli b'lav ha-kishori. By roasting its mutter, the betzli aminan deshia ba'ene b'leya klum. That by roasting we do say that the heart is smooth and does not absorb at all. In other words, the Ramban does not hold like the Rabbeinu Tam. Rabbeinu Tam holds that shia is a dechia, and therefore the heart absorbs blood. The Ramban holds that we do say the heart is smooth, but he differentiates between roasting and salting and cooking. By roasting and salting, we'll say that the heart is smooth and does not absorb. But by cooking, it will absorb. So the Shach says, V'nira shom shekein dasa ran. The ran also holds like the Ramban. V'hachinami b'malicha amina deshia. Just like by roasting we say it's smooth, by salting also we say the heart is smooth. V'sifri kasafti, in my sefer, the Aruch Mishach, which can be found in the Machon between the Torah and the Shulchan Aruch, shehi hashita mechaberes b'shas, that this is the clearest explanation of the Gemara. And this is also how the Mashal learns. So the Shach says, it seems to me, the nafkamina between this opinion and the previous opinion that says that it dries up and turns into dam pleita, the nafkamina is, that if it falls into tzir after it's salted, it's mutter. Mitam deshiya b'lei bola, because it's smooth and does not absorb. But according to the other opinion, that the dam of the arteries is dam pleita, but the heart does absorb, and therefore, since it's already salted, it will be asr. According to the first reason as well, it would be asr for fulton tzitzir, because even though the blood that gets absorbed has a din of dam pleita, but since it was already salted, the dam pleita won't come out, and we follow the rules that we said in siman ayin. So now let's see the kulas and chumas of each of these three reasons. The Sifzei Das, seven lines down from the beginning of Sifkot and Gimel, lays it out for us. He says, V'hine, latam echad kula. According to the first reason, that the smoothness of the heart causes the blood that gets absorbed to have the din of dam pleita, kula, is a leniency. Af dam be'ein, shenafa lov b'chutz b'malichai b'tzliya, even dam be'ein that falls on to thee, heart, during salting or roasting, mahani shiyasei de'ene b'leia rak ma'at ukaboy lekach poltoi. The smoothness of the heart will cause it only to absorb a little bit, and therefore will be able to say kaboy lekach poltoi. B'chumo, b'shab baster she'imai mutter. A chumo according to this reason is that the other meat that's salted along with the heart would be aser, because regarding the other baster, the blood and the arteries of the heart have the din of dam be'ein. Latama beis kula. According to the second reason, that the blood in the arteries dries up and has a din of dam pleita, kula l'shabasar, it's a leniency by other pieces of meat salted together with the heart, because since it dries up and has a din of dam pleita, and therefore other pieces of meat salted with the heart will also be mutter. V'chumra dam be'en shenafal halalev, de'en misharish asar. But dam be'en that falls onto the heart is asar, because it's not dried up blood. So then the Prima Gordon says, u'latama gimol kula l'shabasar. According to the third reason, we have a leniency by other pieces of meat that it's mutter. According to the third reason that we say that the heart is smooth and doesn't absorb, we have a leniency by other basar. So this is hard to understand. Because if the heart doesn't absorb, it doesn't make the dam in the arteries to be dam pleita. It's still dam bain, but it doesn't absorb, and therefore other pieces should be asr. So this is the kasha of the Rav Shekel Kesef and the Zivat HaShemesh brought in the Hagoyis Va'aris base. So then the Prima Gordon continues, "V'hu adin kula l'dam be'ein shenafal alav." That we do have a kula, that if dam be'ein falls on the heart, since we say it's smooth and doesn't absorb, it will be mutter. "V'nafal etzir la'achal pleitas kol dam v'tziray," or if it falls into tzir after all the blood and tzir comes out of the heart, "da aser b'shabasar," which we aser by other pieces of meat that fall into tzir, "v'lev d'shir lo balaklal," but by a heart, since it's smooth, it doesn't absorb. "V'il l'tir t'alef, the balak sas," and "k'en aser b'nafal etzir," according to the first teretz, that it does absorb a little bit, it will be asr for falls into tzir, because since it has no blood or tzir left of its own, we can't say kabbalah kach poltei. Delei shei kabbalah kach poltei kiven de'ein by dam b'tzir shel asmai. But by a heart, if we say shia, that it doesn't absorb at all, it will be mutter. Then the Prima Gordon says, v'dan delei inyan dina ikur hatam de misyavish. L'dina, we say that the main reason is that it dries up in the heart. L'fi zeh dam be'ein achar asr. Therefore, dam be'ein that falls onto the heart would asr the heart. The Maaseh of the Prima Gordon says, I want you to be machmer like all the tibbutzim of the Shach. So now let's continue with the Mechaber. We're starting by the letter Dalet of the Shach. Avol im bishloi b'li kriya asur. If the heart is cooked without being cut open, it's asur. At shehei shishim keneged haleif. Until the 60 in the pot against the heart. The lo yadinin kamen nafak menei, because we don't know how much comes out of the heart, and therefore we need 60 against the whole heart. So now the question is, what's the Mechaber talking about? Is the Mechaber talking about where the heart was salted? Or is the Mechaber talking about where the heart was not salted? So let's see the Shach, Sifkot Nehei. Ad Shehei Shishim, L'chula Mashma Midivri HaTor B'HaMechaber, it seems from the Torah and the Mechaber, that Afilu Nimlach Tchila, even if it was salted first, the Yotza Kvar Kol Hadam, Shavabotza HaLev, that all the blood was removed from the meat of the heart, you still need 60 against the whole heart. The Mahai Taima Karvei La'acham L'chasei Umutu. And in such a case, you can cut it after the salting, and it would be mutter. Afilu hachi b'inan shishim neged halev. Nonetheless, we need 60 against the whole heart, even though it was salted already. V'loy sagi keneged dam shehoya b'chaloli. And it's not enough to estimate 60 against the blood in the arteries. Da afze enon yuchaylam la'amad alav. U'l'sharei. It's not enough 60 against the blood in the arteries, because we cannot estimate how much blood there is in the arteries, and therefore we need 60 against the whole heart, even if it was salted. Why do we have to say that he's talking about where it was salted? The Mechaber says if it was cooked without cutting. The mashma de nimlach miha. He doesn't say it was cooked without cutting or salting. It says it was just cooked without cutting. So we can infer that it was already salted. But it was cooked without cutting. V'oid, and another reason to say that the Mechaber is talking about where it was salted, the ilan nimlach, that if it was not salted, tepeklei dafilu nikwa tzarech shishim neged kol halev. Why does the Mechaber say that we need 60 if it was not cut? We should need 60 even if it was cut. If it's not salted, we need 60 against the whole heart. V'chein muchach medivah ha-rashba b'toris ha-bayis, that's also how it seems from the Rashba, lehedjam, mefuresh, ayin shom, v'chein divi shara pleiskim l'chuba, nirin kain. And that's also how it seems from the other pleiskim. V'chein nirin medivah maharai, that's also how it seems from the maharai, shekosav ha-goyis sharadura, amma shekosav ha-sharadura, the ha-goyis sharadura writes, and what the sharadura writes, ha-lev aser, shenis basho b'dam chalolei, that the heart is aser because it was cooked with the blood inside the heart, the blood of the arteries, and by a foul, it's mutter because it's 60 against the dam halev. Vezelashen, it's anister, Hagoyes Sharidoy writes, Hardalek Amar Shishim Neged Halev. Why doesn't the Sharidoy say Shishim Neged Halev? He says Shishim Neged Dam Halev, means 60 against the blood of the heart, not 60 against the heart. The Hechidinan Kama Dam Nafik Menei. How do we know how much blood comes out? So we should need 60 against the heart, not 60 against the blood of the heart. Pirush b'tshuvas Maimoni. The Tshuvas Maimoni explains, Mishum de dam halev konus b'mokom echad, because the blood of the heart is gathered in one place, v'nuchal eshayer, and we're able to estimate how much blood is in the arteries. V'dam shuvabos halev yireh kibon de l'gdeira ayri al-kochoch nimlach tira. And the blood of the meat of the heart, since we're talking about cooking it, we're talking about where it's salted first, and therefore we don't have to estimate against the meat of the heart. I'll kind of show you now. So we see that the Goyes Sharadura learns the Sharadura that we're talking about where it's salted already. And the Sharadura holds that we're able to estimate. Vim kena tor v'machaber v'siyatei, the tor and the machaber, the marinam elekdera, they're also talking about cooking, akachach nimach tchila, are also talking about where it's salted first, and they would hold that we cannot estimate. And therefore you need 60 against the whole heart, even if it was salted first. This is how it would seem. Avol mashal kosev b'isav v'hetu shaloyu b'sifrei perek kol ha-boser, simen memtes. The mechochem ono le-yashev sh'atur mayri koidem alicha. The mashal learns that the Torah is talking about where it was cooked before salting it. The gam ha-bach kosev sh'yesh meforshim kain. The Bach also says that it's talking about it was cooked before salting. Ube'enei dochok lefarshken, the Shach says, to me this seems forced, like I wrote, v'gam b'teres chatas klal chov zayin din hei, mashma, nesovalei da hator polaga sharidoira, nesovalei da filo nimlach tzoch shishim neged kol alev. From the teres chatas also it seems that the Torah argues on the sharidoira which holds that we can estimate, and the Torah holds that even if it was salted, we need 60 against the whole heart, because we can't estimate even if it was salted. Upasuk ha-tor, and the teres chatas passing like the Torah, ayin sham, v'doik. Gam b'isav ha-heto ha-oruch, klal tesvov, din dalet, kosav, b'shem ha-smak. The isav ha-heto writes in the name of the smak, that filo nimlach, tzorach shishim neged kol alev. That even if it was salted, we need 60 against the whole heart. B'lei sagib shishim neged ha-dam shibasoychein. It's not enough to have 60 against the blood inside the arteries. El shekosav shom ha-tam, b'shmoy. But the isav ha-heto writes the reason why we need 60, mishum da'anu tzrichim, melicha mishnei tzadim, because we have to salt it on both sides. Vim kain, le nimlach mibifnim umibachutz. If it wasn't cut, it would come out that it's only being salted on the outside, and not on both sides, the inside and outside. But the Shach says, ve'enivakein das maharai b'das harav. The opinion of the maharai and the ramah don't seem like this. Shavei gam heim pasku le'el simen samachtes sif dalid da'af b'diyeve tzorach melicha mishnei tzadim. They both hold, like we saw in simen samachtes sif dalid, that even by the Eved, the meat needs to be salted on both sides, except in Efsa Meruba. V'afilu hachi, pasku, kan dekaru acha melichasei. And still they say over here that you can cut it after it was salted, or mutter. So do you see over here that we hold that even if it was cut after it was salted, it's mutter, and we don't say it's like it was salted on one side. Alakochach, kivan shalev in a kavua. So we have to say that since the heart was not cut, havikachaticha achas ava. It's like one big thick piece of meat. Kamoi gabe, roish, just like by the head, roish simon ayin aleph. Ube'emes lametzotzim is there shum dover besmak. And what the Yisrael Behetah, ha'orach, quotes from the smak, I do not find in the smak. So we see from this shach, that he holds not like the taz and simon samachtes, sivkot yud gimel, that holds that you have to cut open anything that has airspace inside. We see from the Shach that if it's a natural airspace, it's still considered one thick piece of meat and it doesn't have to be cut in order to be salted. However, what we do see from the Issa B'Heter is that we need 60 against the whole heart. But for a different reason, according to the Shach, we need 60 against the whole heart because even if it was salted, we cannot estimate how much blood is in the arteries. Even though we're saying now that according to the Ramah, and that's how the Shach wants to learn, that even if it was salted, we need 60 against the whole heart, we'll have to say that the Machaber is talking about where it was not salted first. And what the Torah writes in Simon Chav Beis, we need 60 against all the veins. There are certain veins that need to be cut before it's salted, and if it wasn't salted, we need 60 against all, the whole veins. Because of the Beis Yosef writes, why do we need 60 against all the veins? We should only need 60 against the blood in the veins. The Beis Yosef brings the Rashba and says the reason we need against the veins, the Leyadin and Kama Nafik Minayu, because we don't know how much blood is in the veins. But the Ran says we could estimate how much blood is in the veins, and the Beis Yosef says that he holds like the Ran. And that's how the Machaber Paskins in the Chesimichar Beis. Imkain, Mashmalahedj, the Savalei, we see that he holds the Badamshu Ukanis Bamokam Echot, the blood that's gathered in one place. Nuchal Ashari, we could estimate. We see that by the veins, you could estimate. So over here too, you should be able to estimate. And therefore, we'll have to say that when the Machaber says over here that you need 60 against the whole heart, it's talking about where it wasn't salted first. Because if it was salted first, the Machaber would hold that you could estimate. Miukasavti Sham, the Shach says that he wrote over there in Simchav Beis, B'shem Daki Moshe, Shikama Ban Sebedolei Din Lashar and Sham, V'tzach In Ladino. That even the Ran holds that we do not know how to estimate, and it's Tzach In Ladino if we can estimate how much blood is gathered in the heart, if it was salted. So what we're left is the Kasha and the Machaber. According to the Shach, that the Shach is saying that the Machaber has to hold that it was not salted. So the question is, why is it only if it was caught? Like the Shach asked in the beginning. Even if it wasn't caught, you should need 60 against the whole heart. So the Chavos Das answers in Biurim, Sifkot and Aleph, that if the heart was caught, all we need to estimate is against the heart itself. But if it was not caught, we'd have to estimate as if the arteries was filled up with blood, which is a much bigger shear. So now let's see the Ramah. The Ramah says, Va'afilu b'de'ika shishim halev atzmai asur. Even if there's 60, the heart itself is asur. V'yiklef ma'at saviv halev. And you have to take a klipa around from the meat that the heart was touching. So the Shaches explains that the reason we need a klipa is because the heart was salted together with the meat, and during the salting it asks a klipa. So the Pimagonim explains that this is only a chumrah. Like we'll see further on in the Ramah, that the Ramah is a machmer, that if the heart was salted with other meat, you have to take off a klipa from the meat. So now, what's the reason that the heart is asur? Even if it is 60, so let's see the Shach Sipkot and Zayin. Halev Atzmi Aser, Hatam Kosov B'Toras Chatos Shom Din Vav, B'Shem Maharai, Bagoyes Shavidura. The Toras Chatos writes the reason in the name of the Bagoyes Shavidura. Mishom De Lefa'omim Hadam Shebalev Mizbashel. The blood in the heart gets cooked. V'Nisiyavish Kulei B'Chalav Halev V'Ena Yoytze Lechutz. And it dries up in the arteries of the heart and does not go out. So since the blood doesn't go out of the heart, it remains asur, even if it's 60. So the Shach says, "V'hadolei asur le mitam shalev atzmi nasa nevela." Why don't we say that the heart is asur because it's a nevela mehadam shebasoichari? It becomes a nevela from the blood inside shu davgpoi, which is attached to it. Meaning that we explained before that if something is davuk attached to something else, for example, chaylev is attached to a piece of meat and it's cooked. The chaylev will go first into the meat. Now the meat will absorb taste from the chaylev and become asur. And once it's asur, it has a din of chanan, that you need 60 against the whole piece. So for here too, we should say that the blood in the heart is davuk to the heart and it will asur the heart first. And now I'll need 60 against the whole heart because it becomes a chanan. So the Shach answers from the Marai that the reason we don't say over here that it's Dovuk is because regarding this din of Dovuk, we say that the heart is smooth. We don't say it goes any quicker into the piece next to it and makes it aser before the rest of the pot. It spreads evenly through the whole pot, and therefore it does not become aser because of what's dovok to it, and we don't have to measure 60 against the whole heart because of dovok. So if we'll have to come on to the reason that we've said before, that the blood stays in the heart and does not go out. And the Marai proves this. This is also the opinion of the Mashal. The Levush asks because it becomes a Hanan, but the Shach argues in the name of all these other Paiskim. So now let's see the opinion of the Michas Yaakov, who is an in-between Shita. Let's see inside, in the Sifte Das, Sif Katan Hay, the last line in the right column. The Michas Yaakov Klal Chav Zayin, Oysid Beis, Hevel Ladina, the Michas Yaakov Paskins, the Im Ein HaLev Dobuk Bechaticha, that if the heart is not attached to any piece, it's by itself, Tzorch Shishim Neged Kol HaLev Afshin Nimlach, the Nasa Nevela. You need 60 against the whole heart, even if it was salted, because it becomes a nevela. And we don't say that the heart is smooth, that since it's by itself, it will go into the heart and aser it. In other words, since there's nowhere else for the blood to go, only into the heart, there's no other piece of meat attached to the heart, so it will make the heart aser. And now the heart will become a chanan. And therefore only 60 against the whole heart, even if it was salted. But that goyis sharidoyra, which we saw in Shach Sifkot and Hay, that all we need is against the blood of the heart. We don't say that the lev becomes a nevela because it's smooth. That goyis sharidoyra is talking about where it was attached to a piece of meat, where the heart was attached to a piece of meat. And the 60 in the piece of meat against the blood of the heart. Over here, we're not going to say that the heart absorbs first, because since it's also attached to another piece of meat, and the heart is smooth, so it will give a chance to the meat attached to the heart to absorb along with it, and therefore if the 60 in the piece of meat attached to the heart against the blood of the heart, it will not become an avela. But where it's by itself, and if there's no even balance between the heart and a piece of meat, therefore go only into the heart first, and will make the heart aser. And another reason it's aser is because perhaps the heart was once out of the roitiv. This we've explained once, that there's two ways for something to become dovok. Either because it's mamahel lebloya, it goes into the piece attached to it first, or because it will be out of the roitiv once, and since it's hot, it will go into that piece and aser the piece. The difference between the two would be in a case where something is not attached to the piece, but is enclosed in a piece. If it's enclosed, so it won't be mamayhu levloya into the piece, but if it's taken out of the roitav, it will aser the piece that it's enclosed in. So, the Prima Gonim says, Mashikotav de Shema Pam Achatz Chutz LeRoitav, what he says that the reason is, perhaps it was once out of the roitav, Kvar Kostavnu de Mashma Metaz Simen Tzadik Beis Oysud Beis V'gam Kan U'Bishach Simen Chor Beis Ois Ches. It seems from the Taz and Simen Tzadik Beis, and here as well, and the Shach and Simen Chor Beis, the Be'isid Rabbonon Lechashin and Shema Haya Pam Achatz Chutz LeRoitav. By Isid Rabbonon, we are not worried that perhaps the piece was once out of the roitav. The Sefek Rabbonon Lehokol, because the Sefek Rabbonon the reason that it's also over here is because of Mamayah Lavloya. It goes into the piece that it's attached to first. And this that the Michas Yaakov writes, that if the heart is by itself, it's not attached to a piece of meat, the heart is Mamayah Lavloya. There is a place to say such a thing. So according to this, the Sifte Das wants to go one step further and says that even where it is attached to a piece of meat, kol she'ein b'chaticha shishim, az be'inan shishim, neged kol chaticha. In such a case, if there is not 60 in the piece that it's attached to against the blood of the heart, we'll need 60 against the whole piece. Okay, she'yesh b'chaticha shishim, neged domei, but if there is in the piece 60 against the blood, v'nimlach, yishlahakol b'hefzem ruba. By salting, we can be mekol b'hefzem ruba. So it comes out, in summary of all the shitas we've learned so far, is as follows. We saw that basically we have a machlikas between the Torah and the Shari Deira. According to the Torah, it seems that you need 60 against the whole heart, even if it was salted. The Hashem David says we do not need 60 against the whole heart. We only need 60 against the blood of the heart. So the Marshal wants to machalak and say that the Torah holds that if it was not salted, that we need 60 against the whole heart. And the Shari David is talking about where it was salted. And therefore, all we need is 60 against the blood of the heart. But the Shach argued on this, and the Shach says that even where it's salted, we need 60 against the whole heart, except for that, according to the Mechaber. And now we have the opinion of the Minchas Yaakov. The Minchas Yaakov says that where the heart is attached to a piece of meat, all I need is 60 against the blood in the heart, because it's fed into the meat evenly with the heart. But where it was not attached, we'll need 60 against the whole heart, because the blood will go into the meat of the heart. After the heart, and now we'll need 60 against the whole heart. So now let's just finish the Ramah. We're holding a few words before the letter test of the Shach. V'yesh machmirim bai, afilu b'malicha, there are those that are machmir, even by salting, lesser shar basar shenim lach'imoy, to ask the other meat that's salted with the heart, if it wasn't cut open. V'aymirim d'loy aminin k'bay l'kach polte gabadam ha'leiv akonis b'sechei. And they say that we don't hold of kabbalah kachpoltoi regarding the blood that's in the arteries, the habi dam mamish, which is the din of dam ba'in, blame mikri dam plata, and it's not called dam plata, and therefore we'll answer the other pieces of meat. The haminig lahokol, the meaning is to be lenient, v'chein ikur. This is how there are more paskins. The gamzeh mikri dam plata, that even the meat of the arteries has a din of dam plata. This is because, like we've seen before, that it dries up in the heart, and therefore has the din of dam plata. And therefore we could say kabbalah kachpolta, and the other pieces of meat would be mutter. Similar to blood of the veins, like we learned previously in Simchachov Beis. There are those that are machmir to take off a klipa, but makam shohayah halev dovok, and the place that the heart was attached. It's good to be machmir, like they're saying, but look like ksas sub of halev, and to take off a klipa around the heart. V'ozah kol mutter, and then everything else is mutter. So in this, the Shach says that even if it wasn't dovok to the heart, you still should take off a klipa, not like the Michas Yaakov. So the more continues, v'ein chiluk bein basar she'im halev oy halev atzmoy. There's no difference between the meat that's together with the heart or the heart itself. V'ein chiluk bein halev sogor oy pasuach lamala. It doesn't make a difference if the heart is closed or open on the top. That, even if it's closed, you can still do kriya after salting and roasting. And even if it's not closed on the top, then you have to do kriya. V'noyegum lechatchila lachtech orles halev v'lachtech gidim shebefnim. We're noyeg to cut off the lobe of the heart and to cut the veins inside. V'ein elechumah v'zirus balmav. And this is only a chumah.